Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and today's show is on the sound of gratitude. As our intention, as we set our intention is to be grateful for everything. Everything. So before we get started, we're going to, I want to tell you about what's happening at the school. We've got coming up this Monday, November 29th at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we're going to be doing a free teleconference and webinar. It's a sound healing overview. And to log in, we're going to be using WebEx. So you'll need to go to the site, soundhealingcenter.com, and click on where it says events. It's actually soundhealingcenter.com/events.html, but you can find it in just about every page. There's a link in the top right corner of just about every page for our events. And there's a link there where you can go and log on to our free webinar teleconference. And you can either log in with your computer and speak through the computer using VoIP, you know, kind of like Skype, or you can actually just call in on your telephone, and you'll be able to see our computer screen, and I'll be showing different things. And we'll be talking about the full range of sound healing techniques, and we'll be doing some sound meditations as well. We'll have people toning together and such. So if you can make it, come on the web, November 29th. That's this Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. San Francisco time. And then if you're in San Francisco, we're doing the meetup. We're going to be doing various sound healing experiences with music, and also we're going to be doing treatments on each other. We're going to be using tuning forks, and I'll show you how to do various things. And it's only $5. It's this Friday, December 3rd, from 7 to 9 p.m. And then we set our next open house, which is going to be January 9th on a Sunday. You're always welcome to come for a personal tour in the meantime. We also have a free class online, a free video class, that is, of our online class. It's 3 hours on releasing stuck emotions. And you can log on to our website and go to that. We have the new program starting January 18th in sound healing. So sound healing certificate or associate degree program. The certificate is the first semester of the associate degree program. And if you pay in full by December 1st, you can get a big discount. We also have classes going on right now. This Monday, we actually have a class with Randy Masters that's starting on the resonant connections of everything. He goes through the connections of sound and light and color and chemistry and sacred geometry and consciousness and spirit. He's really one of our highest beings here. And so that's about 7 classes on different days and weekends. So you can find the schedule online, or you can always give us a call at 415-777-2486. That's 415-777-2486. We also have our Sound of Love class happening the weekend of December 11th and 12th. And it's a whole weekend on using sound to open the heart, loving yourself, loving others, and then connecting to universal love. Really powerful class. Sylvina and I teach that, and we've been doing it for many years, so it's gotten pretty refined now. So we normally get in the zone about halfway through the first day, and then the rest of the weekend we're just humming. Okay. We also have the sound healing music production classes. We have those online or here at the Institute. Online starts next week if you wanted to get started, or you could start in January. We'll be taking off the holidays as well. So if you start next week, we'll only have a couple of classes before we take off for a couple of weeks. And then we have January 18th, we have the program here at the school, and we've got 4 recording studios here, and we teach how to do sound healing audio production. We also have the sound healing certificate program that has no audio production in it, starting online next Tuesday or the following Tuesday. So I believe it's the 30th or the 7th, December 7th, November 30th or December 7th. Again, if you're interested, you can call us at 415-777-2-HUM. That's H-U-M, 2486. Or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com or go on our website at soundhealingcenter.com. Okay. Gratitude. The sound of gratitude. Let's tune in and get in the zone right away. It's an interesting time around Thanksgiving because everybody's thinking about gratitude. And it's really, as we do around here, it's really interesting to look at it as a sound, as a frequency. Really, a lot of higher emotions like gratitude and compassion and love and joy, they're all frequencies that I believe are much higher than the frequency of sound. I imagine there's probably a ray of energy out there in the cosmos somewhere that is a certain frequency or a certain pitch that's a really high frequency that you can actually bring to any sound. But I imagine that this really high frequency is a specific pitch in the universe. I have no idea what it is, although we've been testing it for the last 4 or 5 years. I just haven't been keeping track. I need to start keeping track as to what people come up with whenever we do the sound of gratitude. And so if it's a really high frequency, we could octavize it down. That means half the frequency, which is still the same note. So it's like going octave down, octave down, octave down. So if it happened to be F, then we could octavize it down, down, down until we get to the key of F, and we could sing an F to harmonize gratitude. I imagine one day we're going to be really clear and everybody's going to agree on the cosmic frequencies of gratitude and love, universal love and joy and all of these. I think that we are going to find it. Although I believe, until we have everybody agreeing, and I wouldn't even put a frequency out there. I would say that it takes 4 scientists or 4 research studies that are serious research studies, or at least 10, maybe even 20 psychics. If you can get 10 psychics to agree on the same frequency, I think that's a pretty good way of deciding a fact. Some may disagree. Maybe you need 100 psychics, but 10 psychics agreeing on a frequency, that would be pretty amazing. So we'll see. One day I think we will find it. So we're going to just find it for yourself right now. And the way I like to do it is with just focusing on gratitude for your physical heart. Not your heart chakra, your physical heart. So tune in to your physical heart and bring up feelings of gratitude for your physical heart. Thumping away day and night, keeping you alive, working so hard for you unconditionally. I'll pull up feelings of gratitude for your physical heart. Let those feelings go through your whole body. let them surround you like a bubble. So they go through all of your auras and all of your subtle bodies. Feel gratitude completely for your physical heart, completely through your whole body. Let it completely engulf you, this feeling of gratitude. I imagine we have at least, God, I would say at least 30, often sometimes 100. Maybe Seth can send me a Skype and let me know how many people. But now tune in to all of the other people who are now feeling gratitude as well. Whoever's listening and doing this meditation, includes me. So now, just notice this field of gratitude that we've created here with all these people that are listening. And tap into that as well. Just add that to your whole bubble of gratitude that goes down to every cell in your body. So now it's a whole resonant field. Now, think of everybody on the planet who is in a state of gratitude right now. I would think, I mean, even also think about all of the people on the planet, or I guess at least in the United States, that have gone to a true state of gratitude in the last couple of days because of Thanksgiving. I mean, actually really gone into that state and really felt it more than just while saying grace. Think of this huge field that has been created, at least in the United States. And think of all the other people on the planet who are in a state of gratitude at this moment. Let's say there are at least a few thousand, maybe 100,000. Maybe 1 million. It's interesting. A lot of people just live in that state. And tune in to that whole field that's created by all of this gratitude that's been shared. So add that to the bubble in and around you. All of us here online. And all of those in a state of gratitude on the planet. And feel this gratitude for your heart completely through your whole system. Now, if that feeling had a sound, get it going in your head. Make the sound in your head, or you can even start making it out loud. We often do it in your head so we don't hear each other, but we don't hear each other anyway. So you could go ahead and do it out loud. Get that sound going in your head and then make it out loud. Think about how high a frequency it might be. Kind of play with the high and low frequencies until you hit a frequency of gratitude or a frequency or a sound that resonates the gratitude feeling that you're feeling. And I'll do it too. Keep it going. We'll add some other things we can be grateful for. One of the first things that comes to mind is life in all its up and downs. And this body, this whole body, every organ, not just our heart, but every organ in the magnificence of the array of organs and parts of our body that are all working together. And then this breath. And then this one. And the next one. And for every feeling, for all of our senses, touch, smell, sight, and hearing. I often go to beauty to bring up gratitude. I have beauty in nature, beauty all around us. Often I have gratitude for chills. Goosebumps and chills. I just love goosebumps and chills. It's like the best. Goosebumps and chills are the best. And then happiness. All those moments of joy and happiness. And the feeling of love in our hearts whenever it comes. It's easy to be grateful for that. Be grateful for the planet and all the stars, for the earth, for this earth that's pulling us with the gravity of love to it, keeping us all together. And the sun. So many days grateful for the sun. So much throughout nature, particularly nature sounds. I went to Muir Woods, where all the redwoods are, yesterday, and just was so grateful, just hugging and feeling the frequency of the trees. It's really low frequency. God, it is so healing. Be grateful for family and babies. Oh, babies. We're just so grateful. Isn't it amazing that babies are just so amazing? We're so grateful for them. Grateful for frequencies. For everything that someone has done for me out of simple caring. Particularly things that are given freely without expectation of any return. Also, especially for our pets, for my kitty Joy, and all the other animals in the world, but of course, just for doggies altogether, kitties, even though they don't admit that they're grateful, but doggies. Oh my God. But then, the most amazing thing is just to be grateful for no reason at all. To hold this frequency. And this frequency of gratitude, it's a pure, consistent tone. It's really peaceful when you have a pure, consistent tone. It holds our energy, it gives us energy, and it is the essence of peace. Anything that's consistent and breathes a little bit, breathes as with nature, is life enhancing. So the sound of gratitude, the actual sound of it and the energy around it is life enhancing. So we can just hold that frequency for no reason at all. have a song that fits this really well. It's called Source. So hold this frequency of gratitude as we listen to this song. So the intention is in the song. Source, the pure essence of gratitude. I just watched a movie with Hale Dwoskin, who does the Sedona Method. And he talks a lot about welcoming, which is very similar to gratitude. Because I think the essence, the trick, the key is to be able to bring gratitude to our biggest challenges, to any challenge, actually, and to any conflict, especially any emotional challenges, but really any challenge or conflict at all. It's really amazing to bring to a situation gratitude. Because normally, you know, if we have, I mean, I'll give a few examples. If we've got a conflict going on with someone, and say the other person is bringing this energy, which sounds like, whatever that emotion might be, or whatever they might be saying, it sounds kind of like that. Quite often, in fact, I would say more often than not, at least in the modern countries, people will react with similar energy. I know I do. I don't have it down. I do not have it down. Sometimes I still do. I admit it. And so we will do the same sound, essentially, that's coming at us. So we get, and we go, sometimes we escalate it a little bit, sometimes we even just do a smaller version of it, but if we were to bring gratitude to it, we would be bringing the sound of, you know, I've been talking about this for over a year now, this bringing the sound of gratitude. And, you know, I really don't have it down, but I have to tell you, just a couple of days ago, I was in a conflict. And I consciously remembered to bring gratitude to it. And I started going, in my head, while looking at this person that I was talking to. And within 30 seconds, the whole energy of the conversation shifted. She shifted. Because I was no longer in that same energy. You've seen this. I mean, we know this, you know. If you're really feeling happy and somebody has kind of growls at you, then it's like you can often just shift that person by the frequency that you're holding. Well, that frequency is a consistent tone, like a vowel sound. Om, ah, oo. So it was amazing. It was very cool to have that energy. So then you can also have this energy of gratitude, this frequency of gratitude for emotions that are bugging you, things that are causing anxiety, that are causing pain even in you. You can even have gratitude for pain in your body. This is all tricky to do. But it's interesting when you look at what Hale is talking about in their technique, which is very powerful, of bringing just welcoming. There's actually a few different levels that you can do for bringing a frequency to something that is challenging or a conflict. First of all, there is allowing. Allowing is almost like just being present with the frequency that is there. No reaction at all. No frequency at all. Just allowing and being present with the frequencies that are there. And that's very cool. I mean, the biggest problem is when we bring our own negative frequency to it, to something. Our frustration frequency. The frequency of anger, the frequency of just even fear sometimes. The frequency, frustration's like the biggest one. Frequency of anxiety. Instead, just allowing it to be. We can also just be in our own frequency. There's two ways we teach here. One is to simply be present in your body frequencies, to feel your own body. And really tune into what you're feeling in your body. And again, just allow it, but just be present with it. You can also, when you really get it down, you can tune into your soul signature frequency. And really just be present with that while watching this other frequency in your body of pain or emotions, or watching the frequency around you of someone transmitting a type sound. But then you could welcome it. And it was interesting. I was watching the movie with Hale last night, and I kept thinking, what's the frequency of welcoming? It's interesting. It's more of a frequency than just allowing. Allowing is just like, okay, it's there. Being present. Allowing is like present with what's there. Allowing is going to presence. But welcoming is like adding a little frequency to this presence with this other energy coming toward you. So you go, that's the sound of what it's welcoming is a subtle sound that is positive. It's like, you know, it's like when you think of the sound of welcoming, when someone comes to the door, you open the door and you go, welcome, welcome, come on in. It's like, it does go to the root at the end. It goes to the root note. So it does bring you home when you're welcoming somebody. But it's not just allowing. It's actually singing a beautiful frequency. It's actually, even though it's silent, you're welcoming. It's like, yes. It's like the frequency of yes. 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 But then when you go to gratitude, it's really bringing a frequency to a situation, because it takes a little thought to connect to gratitude first, so it's even a little work, a little more than allowing. And then it's like really being in a frequency of receiving. But you're really happy. It's like this, like we did. Imagine every conflict in your life. And you might pull up a few unresolved conflicts or challenges that you're dealing with right now. And tone the frequency of gratitude for these challenges. You challenges give us an opportunity to work on and be able to handle in a new way, in a less reactive way, in a loving way, in a gratitude way. They give us opportunities to learn. It's like the Dalai Lama. I was just reading the book, The Compassionate Life. He was saying, you know, you don't learn compassion by studying compassion. You learn compassion by having situations where you can practice it, and that's how you get good at it, is you practice it. And if you don't have situations to practice, you're not going to get good at bringing compassion to everything, because you don't learn it by studying it. It's not a mental thing. You have to do it. So whenever you get an opportunity to practice it, you're grateful. God, with all the challenges and all the conflicts we have in our lives, God, we should be grateful all the time. Amazing to be grateful for a challenge. You know, another one is being grateful for someone who's so-called hurt you. I always like to say so-called. You know, the Dalai Lama had a good one. He said, when somebody hurts you, so to speak, they're hurting themselves. They're creating karma for themselves. And they're giving you an opportunity to learn compassion and gratitude. So it's like they're sacrificing themselves for you. So you can be grateful to them for their sacrifice for you. But, you know, I was thinking, I mean, compassion is another way you can actually, what you can bring to conflicts. It's another sound. It's even a deeper sound. Compassion, I mean, gratitude is kind of like, ooh, it's almost happiness, gratitude. But compassion is like, ooh. Whenever I have people do compassion, they go to a lower tone than joy, particularly, but also than gratitude. Generally, people go to a more powerful tone, because compassion is like, you know, it's really powerful to really give someone compassion, particularly when they've hurt you, so to speak. I always say so to speak because no one ever really hurt you. And so compassion is a great frequency to bring. It's a little harder, a little more work, I think, than gratitude. But then there's bringing the frequency of the sacred to every challenge and every conflict. So you're seeing the other person as completely sacred and a pure spirit that is one on a level who is one with you. And that's the true reality. So you bring it to the level of sacred, and now it's like, it's like this huge frequency. Wow. See every person as a divine being. Woo! So powerful and loud a frequency that whatever the frequency of the conflict that's coming towards you, so to speak, is just completely overcome with the frequency of the sacred. The law of resonance. A more powerful frequency will always overcome a weaker frequency. Bringing spirit to a conflict. Hmm. have a song called Harmonize Emotions. And while listening to this, think of all the negative emotions that you get stuck in and bring gratitude to these emotions. Harmonize emotions. Probably the most difficult, one of the most difficult things to bring gratitude towards is the corporate greed and the whole evil energy on the planet that is causing the destruction to a certain extent of our planet. It's interesting to go to someone who is stuck in greed and stuck in ego about gaining more for themselves and have gratitude for them. The ultimate intensity of this is imagine having gratitude for Hitler. I've read certain things that say Hitler was really important for breaking down certain structures and bringing the world together in a new way. And we actually are further along now because of that. This is a real touchy area. But any destruction, any negativity is breaking up old patterns. It is all in the plan on one certain level, as many say. So we can always have gratitude for anything, because whenever there's any negative side, it immediately resonates the opposite of that, which is our positive side. We can always bring gratitude to it, because it also gives us another opportunity to learn to be not non-reactive and to bring a positive frequency to a negative frequency. That's our challenge. To hum in the face of Even more difficult for a lot of people is bringing gratitude to fear. Being grateful for our fear. Again, if you just think of it as a frequency, you're simply going woo in the face of ah, instead of resonating ah, you're resonating woo. The more powerfully you resonate it, by the law of resonance, the more powerfully you transform the fear. And just be grateful for the feeling at all. And be grateful for the challenge to deal with. Really interesting. When you get that one down, that's it. There's not much else you can't bring gratitude to if you can bring gratitude to fear. Think of any fears in your life, whether it's money, relationship, planet, or health, and bring the sound of gratitude to that. We'll do this. Hold that frequency of bringing gratitude to any fear as we listen to enlightenment. Thank you. gratitude. It's all frequency. When you think of it as frequency, you can use the frequency to bring in the energy. And when you use the frequency with the energy of gratitude, it creates a stronger resonant field that can help transform anything around you, including the whole planet. So hold this frequency of gratitude and tone it as much as you can into the evening, into the rest of the weekend. Into the rest of the week, into months ahead, years ahead, and imagine being grateful for every challenge you come across for the rest of your life and every lifetime from now on. Thanks so much. Take care. See you in 2 weeks.